Have you ever heard the expression, you can't have a rainbow without the rain? Well, today you're going to hear from a very special guest and hear about how she has her very special rainbow. Here we go.
You're listening to Welcome Home to the Suburbs. Designing a new home to be your family's sanctuary can feel impossible during the stress of moving. In this podcast, interior designer Jill Kalman shares practical advice, design wisdom, and lifestyle tips for anyone moving to a new home. You'll learn all about the psychology of a well-designed home and how to survive the move and thrive in your new life. Say goodbye to overwhelm and hello to a home you love to come back to every single time. Here's your host, Jill Kalman.
Today I have with me an incredibly special guest. I have Lily Harper. And at just 10 years old, Lily leads her own company called Lily Lou's Aromas. Lily Lou's is a business dedicated to creating eco-friendly self-care products with delightful scents. From scented candles to wax melts, essential oils, and perfumes, each item is meticulously made with sustainable and cruelty-free ingredients, ensuring a delightful experience while honoring our planet. But Lily's vision extends beyond creating exceptional products. Inspired by her passion for giving back, Lily Lou's Aromas actively supports various charities and advocates against bullying. This commitment to making a positive impact stems from Lily's upbringing and her unwavering dedication to creating a better world. Lily's journey began before the pandemic when she embarked on a homeschooling project that ignited her passion for crafting sustainable goods. Her love for experimentation and facing new challenges transformed a hobby into a thriving business, driven by her entrepreneurial spirit and a desire to affect change. So please give a very special welcome to Lily today, and you are going to hear her inspiring and remarkable story. I would like to also make mention, if you have children, you should share this episode with them. Boys and girls, they should hear this story. They can hear and relate to a similar problem if they've experienced it, which is bullying, but it is also a very inspiring for those kids who really do have an entrepreneurial spirit and it's not too young to start. And some of the traditional activities that are at school might not be a fit for your kid. So have a listen to Lily and let's hear all about what she's done and where she's going. Here we go. Hi, Lily. I'm so happy you're with me today.
Hi, I'm super excited to do this podcast. I absolutely love this. So yeah, I'm super excited. Thank you so much for having me on here.
So I'll tell the audience, Lily is from Lily Lou's Aromas, and she has these amazing candles. I'm burning one behind me, which people can see. And then I just want to show, because for the people that are going to watch on YouTube, I have another one. I just want to show one of your products anyway, these candles. And oh, I love this top where you like make it look like frosting or whipped cream. Oh my God.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm burning the birthday candle and we're going to talk all about your candles, but I'll just tell the audience in advance, like, it's this beautiful scent and it's just, you know, it's in the room, but like, it's not overbearing. It's not giving me a headache. It's not making me sneeze. And
that's perfect.
We're going to get into why all that's important, but it's really lovely. It's like a really nice scent. I love it. So I've been burning that and I love it.
Thank you for the feedback. Helped me so much.
Yes. As I said, you have an aroma company and you have quite a story. You're really, I've told you before, I find you to be very remarkable in many, many ways. And I think you are amazing. So I think we should share your story with the audience today because it's such a powerful story and an inspiring story. So I'll let you start by telling your story and kind of how all this started.
Yeah, of course. So basically, I was at school and I had a really tough time there because I was getting pushed down flights of stairs. I was getting thrown rocks at, and at that time where I was getting pushed down five stairs, my dad was there and this kid kept on like pushing my backpack. And I was obsessed with unicorns at that time. And what happened was that he ripped it, and then I started tumbling down the stairs. And I was just sobbing. My brain was, like, my eyes were foggy. I couldn't see anything. My brain was just not thinking at the moment. But all I know is that my dad picked me up and brought me to the principal's office. And that's when my mom and dad called it quits because they knew I was unsafe there. But when I came back from school, my mom, she was like, oh, do you want to do this, like, self-care routine? So I was like, yeah, of course. This would be amazing because I love self-care. And it would just help us with, from my traumatic experiences at school, it helped recover from that, as well as my mom, like, struggling with postpartum depression and anxiety. It helped her too. Mm-hmm. So it was just taking time for ourselves, and we watched our favorite show, Friends, we'd journal, mm-hmm. talk about girly stuff. But we realized the candles we were using were actually just giving us really bad headaches.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I feel like this is the candles. So I researched and found out it was the candles. So mm-hmm. I was like, we're not using this anymore. And then I was like, why didn't I make my own? Like, so I started with wax melts because it was the easiest thing. It was bad, crumbled, and it was just, I would never want to see the pictures I took of it ever again because I would be cringe. But anyways, after that, months later, I got the hang of it. And then I was like, why don't we do candles now? Like, and she was like, yeah. My mom was like, agree to it. And my mom had a friend of hers in Spain, mm-hmm. and she made these beautiful candles. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why don't we FaceTime her and be like, how do we make candles? And I was like, okay, yeah, we can stick to that. And then we called her. She told us all the instructions we needed. And yeah, it was the same. It was really bad. It was not the best. And then, yeah, I got the hang of it, and then now I ship worldwide and make these beautiful candles, and I basically have 400,000 followers across my platforms, and it's grown really big. And it's really
amazing. And, you know, you start with that story about when you were, you know, you had some physical bullying going on, but prior to that incident, you had been bullied at school for a while, right? You had been bullied?
Yeah, basically. And I just felt really isolated because I told my teachers about it and they wouldn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. And I told the parents of the bullies and they were like, we can't do anything about it. We can't control them. And at that point, yeah, my mom and dad picked me up and fell down my stairs and would it quits. Yeah.
And then homeschool started because of that, right? You were homeschooled. So yeah, I mean, I told you when we spoke, you know, you can't have a rainbow without the rain, and you should never have had that rain at that age, but you did. But we're going to keep talking and people will realize what a rainbow you now have. And you're just remarkable. You overcame a lot. So, I mean, I think that's amazing. So you went into homeschooling, and then I think COVID hit shortly after too.
COVID hit, yeah.
But you're already being homeschooled anyway. And I think part of what you were doing as part of your school was like, okay, well, let's start this business. That was one of your school projects, right? To like start this business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So amazing. Just amazing.
Thank you.
So I showed the candles before for those that are watching, and the scents and the packaging, the candle itself are really creative things. What do you think inspires you most for some of your scents and your product line?
I absolutely love this question, but a lot of people, a lot of my customers ask me, oh, Lily, can you make essential oils? Oh, Lily, can you like make bath bombs? And I'm like, yeah, I can do this. But like, if it's one person that tells me, I'm like, I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars on like getting those products. But if it's like lots and lots of people asking me before, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can try my best to plan this out. So basically, and for coming up with my ideas too, I did this nighttime routine spray at night, my spray, and I'd always struggle with like sleep pain because I'd always think like, oh, there's monsters under my bed. Oh, there's monsters in my closet. Like, and I would be terrified, and I had to shut like all my doors, like to shut all the wardrobe doors, and because I'd be terrified. And so what happened is that when my mom, she had this nightmare repellent and she'd spray it around my room, and I'd always feel safe because I know this is going to take the monsters away. So I was like, I'd always feel safe. I'd always feel relaxed because I knew there's no monsters anywhere. So I don't want kids to go through that, what I've been through. So I was like, I know it's my job to help kids not have those nightmares. And that's when I started making the nightmare sprays, and I had like monster repellent, I had no more nightmares, and mm-hmm. a lot of people, like, because I thought everybody had monster, like a nightmare spray to take away, but like they don't. So yeah. That's when they started selling out. And then I knew that, like, oh, I'm solving a problem, because every time I sell something, I know I'm solving a problem, and that's that nice. Like, it's going to be fixed. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm currently writing a book about it, and I'm super excited, but it's still a little bit of a secret. But I'm super excited about that. And then they can read like nighttime like stories, as well as having their nightmare spray on the side. So yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
And I know for the candles, a big inspiration was, like you said in your story, you and your mom were lighting them for relaxation and self-care. You were getting these horrible headaches and realizing that a lot of the candles that we buy in the marketplace probably have toxic and chemical things in them, and they're not so good for us. So, you know, your candles, like I said in the beginning, I'm burning this candle. It's this beautiful scent. My eyes aren't watering, and I have allergies and I'm sensitive. My eyes aren't watering. I don't have a headache. It's just there and beautiful. So you use these natural ingredients, I think, and then to come up with these creative, you know, the way they look and the smells, is there anything that inspires you in that way? Like, you came up with Fruit Loops and you have Happy Birthday, and you've had others.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so sometimes I based off of like what the things that I love. So basically I go and I'm like, oh, like a lot of kids love Fruit Loops. Like, so I made Fruity Loops. So I put like all like the rings around it, and I could say to kids it's actually believable, because one kid said, it's Fruit Loops, I want it. Chocolate. And I'm like, it's not chocolate. It's not chocolate.
They do smell exactly like a box of Fruit Loops, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And for me, it's so nostalgic. Yeah.
A lot of people are like, this smells just like Fruit Loops. So that's why I created it, because a lot of kids love Fruit Loops, and especially me, I love Fruit Loops too.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, like, let's make this. Or for Happy Birthday, a lot of like kids love cake, like love the birthday cake, like the sprinkles on the top. So I was like, why don't we make that? Buttercream frosting and yellow cake. So we make that. And then for like summer, for an example, I go and I make watermelon fizz, because I love watermelon. And
yeah, me too.
Other people will buy, watermelon fans. And then people go and they're like, oh, this is watermelon fizz, I want this because I love watermelon. So it's basically all the things that I love and that my customers love. So that's basically it. I hope that makes sense.
It absolutely does. Yeah, I think they're so special. And I think you come out with different things a few times a year, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Good. That's awesome. Let's talk about self-care, because it's an important thing for you in your life. And I think that you base a lot of what your company does on that. And we can talk about how, you know, people love to light a candle in their home for various reasons. And let's talk about how they're part of a self-care routine and nurturing yourself, how candles can do that.
So I'm going to say that a lot of people forget to take time for themselves. I feel like, because there's like this little voice inside our head. Don't you get those like little voices inside of your head? And then they tell you to do things, but you don't really want to do those things. Yeah. So basically a lot of people get those. And sometimes the voice says, one, just like you lay in bed and you just like, don't like put like cute clothes on, and you just like watch Netflix and you like eat like all of the sweets, you know. I've had those thoughts before, but like sometimes you just gotta push through it. Sometimes you gotta go be like, no, I'm gonna put those cute clothes on, I'm gonna show up, and I'm gonna do my self-care. Because a lot of people sometimes say, oh, I don't want to wash my hair today, like why don't I just not wash my hair, like, and sometimes you just gotta wash your hair, you know? So so that's why I feel like self-care is so important, is because like a lot of people, they don't take time because they do work, and then they're also trying to do self-care, but they don't know it because they've got to do work, but they've also got to do self-care, but they've got to do self-care, but they've also got to do work. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people struggle with those things. And what I do is like, just because a lot of people say like, oh, taking a bubble bath and putting a face mask on is like self-care. But to me, it's doing a routine. to me, it's like getting up each day, putting cute clothes on, doing your self-care, like getting the things that you need to done. That's self-care for me. And that's why I feel like just lighting a candle and doing your self-care is like a really good thing to do. So because it helped me recover from my traumatic experiences at school, and I feel like it helped other people to like just, you know, soothe themselves. And candles is always a thing, you know, to have in self-care. I hope that made sense too.
Yes, I was gonna say, because I think you mentioned, you know, lighting the candle was a ritual thing that helped you and your mom. And I think, and you know, if you read, we could probably find statistics about it, but I actually heard something from an article recently that candles do have a very positive effect. It's the fact of you have the flame going, and then in your case, we have the scents coming through.
The wooden wick.
And then it is something that calms the nervous system for a lot of people. And the candlelight itself, the glow of it in the evening, is also very relaxing. So yeah, people love home scents and all of that. So I think it's amazing that you've done this. It's just quite the story.
It just so happens I have a brand new freebie that you are not going to want to miss. It is Find Your Interior Design Style, and it is a little quiz just for you so that you can define your interior design style with what I call my down-to-earth method. It's a quiz that you can take so that you can start decorating your dream home right away, what I want to call the easy way. It doesn't have to be complicated. If you've ever searched for the words to describe your ideal home design aesthetic, you can find your answer right here. Because the truth is, very few people are all in on one style. What makes you and your home comfortable, unique, and inviting is your personal style, which is likely a combination of multiple style types. It's easy to get caught up in the trends and the buzzwords, and this quiz helps you very quickly simplify it so you can make your own style just that, yours, and who knows, maybe you will be a trendsetter. But if you want to discover your style combination and then get my hot take on cultivating your down-to-earth style, one that is unique just to you, and how to find and implement the design and decor you love in your home, this is for you. All you have to do is go to my website, jillkalmaninteriors.com/quiz, and you can begin to take it.
And you recently launched for Earth Day because you guys are very conscious about the planet. I think you had heard that so many vessels that these candles come in, whether it's yours or any other manufacturer, just wind up in the landfill. It's a lot that comes into the landfill. So you launched a very special product for Earth Day that I thought was amazing. So I'd love for you to tell the audience about it.
So basically, a lot of people, they use candles and they just throw it into the landfill immediately because they have nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. So, but what I do for my, like for Earth Day, what I released, and you can use my old like vessels and you can use or thrifted vessels. Mm-hmm. You can go and you it comes with a wick and it comes with a wood clipper and it comes with 8 different scents, and they're really nice scents, but at the same, they have wax in it, and then you heat it up. Mm-hmm. You just pour it into your jar, let it set, cut the wick because you put the wick in first, not the wax. And then you cut the wick and then you've got your candles. So you don't put them in the landfill and you save the planet. So that's what I'm trying to
love
do.
So brilliant. So when you get the Earth Day kit, does it come with a certain amount of scents in it? It comes with different scents that you have right now?
Yeah. So like there's some from my core collection, there's some from like birthday cake, and there's all different scents, but they're all really nice and I love.
I love that so much because you know what? Your vessels are so nice. They're glass. They've got this beautiful lid. And so it's such a good idea to be able to reuse this. And like you said, there's other vessels we have in our home that have candles and they can be reused too. Why not? So I love that idea. I think that was just brilliant. I really do.
Thank you. It's also really cute because there's some that have like heart-shaped wax and it's so cute.
Oh, that's cute. I love that. So you know, you don't stop at anything. You keep going. You are 10 and, you know, you and I talked about the one thing that I think is great about what you do too, is you inspire everybody of every age because you're somebody very young and can be discounted because of that, because of your age. People who are older could be discounted because of their age. It's never too early. It's never too late. If you want to go do something, yeah, you do something. So I love that about you. And I know that you have many future goals for your company. So let's talk a little bit about, you have some long-term goals for your company. So you can tell the audience what those are, because you are one to watch, Lily, and everyone should watch and watch you grow. So I'll let you go ahead and say what you are passionate about for the future for Lily Lou's Aromas.
Yeah, so I love that question. So basically, a lot of kids, like tweens like me, they want to buy skincare, but a lot of them have like retinol in them, peptides, like, and they're not good for their skin. Yeah. So what I wanted to do when I'm like, when I'm older, I like want to be able to do skincare, so then kids can go and they buy self-care for them, because like a lot of kids, like, don't you ever see those drunk elephant like pumps?
Yes.
Pump, and then they have the flower, I yes, think, on them. Like, that's what like kids love. Like, I also, I love that too. And I was like, oh, that's a cute flower. But what if I could recreate that, but being self-care, like being not self-care, but like being like
age appropriate.
Yeah. Age appropriate. Yeah, that word, like, age appropriate for kids, so then they can not put retinol on their face and they can go into Sephora and they'll be like, oh, I love this skincare, because it was made by a 10-year-old that couldn't use skincare because all of their skincares out there are made for adults. So, oh, I can buy this because it's 10-year-old or like tween, teenager friendly. So that's what I really want to do. I really want to recreate skincare when I'm older. I also want to like do so many other things, like, I don't know.
Lip oils? Did we talk about
lip oils? Yeah, lip oils. And I'm also doing lip gloss. I'm super excited. I just started creating them. I don't know. yeah, this is a secret. But I want to be able to do lip oils, lip glosses. I want to be able to do makeup. Makeup like that.
Really?
Yeah, and that's what I want to do. Because a lot of kids don't get to use that stuff when, like, as a tween. So I think that would be good to do.
I have no doubt.
My dream.
I have no doubt you're going to do all of that and succeed at all of that. I mean, just amazing. And I'll just close the show with, you and I had a conversation, and I just want to mention this to the listeners because I think it was good, and we'll just have a little brief casual chat. But we were talking about entrepreneurship. Because you are a very young, thriving entrepreneur, and I love female entrepreneurs. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. You did too. You had a lot of good role models and examples. And, you know, I just like to say to families out there, it gets so stressful with all these school activities, and you think your kid has to be in soccer and do this and do that. And I think that you have to get into your child's zone of genius, and we have to consider entrepreneurship as equal as an activity as sports, as lacrosse, as soccer. If somebody doesn't want to play soccer, but they want to do what Lily does and really explore solving a problem in a marketplace, which was these relatively toxic candles, and now having something come out that isn't, and learning entrepreneurship, I mean, that's amazing. And so I just want to encourage our listeners too, you're all moms of kids, and play this episode for your kids, because I think Lily can be a real big inspiration. I think if your kids have been bullied at school, she understands that. She helps with a lot of charities, helps with Earth Day. You can do a lot of good with a business, and Lily's doing that as well. And I just think it's unbelievable and just an amazing example. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, I'm just going to go cry in the corner now.
Go cry and light your candle. Is there anything you want to say to entrepreneurs, or like to any kid out there who's thinking of maybe coming up, inventing a product or starting a business? Would you have any piece of advice for them?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that don't let other people's opinions drown your inner voice, because what you're doing, you're like so amazing. Whatever you do bestie, because there's going to be people out there that's not going to resonate with you, but there's other people going to be there that are going to resonate with you.
Yeah.
So, and you know, just like always chase your dreams, because, and never give up, because a lot of people give up. And I feel like that if you give up, then you have those opportunities in future, but you won't have them now because you've given up. But you're going to have so many opportunities in the future. So never give up. always chase your dreams. And yeah, like I said, don't let other people's opinions drown your inner voice. And you go, bestie. You got this.
You proved those bullies wrong. Didn't you tell me there were some people DMing you like, well, I know I've bullied you on here a little bit, but like, I see you have all these followers now. And like, now they want to be friends with you. Isn't it funny how that happens, right?
I know, right? Like, I pray for them and I move on.
You know what? You are so ahead of your time. I think it's fabulous. And everyone can learn from you. I'll just close the show by letting you let people know the best place to find Lily Lou's aromas. I know, first of all, I'll just mention she has an Instagram page. And if you want to really learn more about her story and her day-to-day life, she's great at posting. Lily's great at posting clips of things happening in the business and her life. So definitely follow her on Instagram. But yeah, let us know your Instagram handle and then wherever else you'd like people to follow you. Maybe TikTok. I'm not sure.
I do have a TikTok, but that last one got banned. So,
okay.
Don't get confused. So I have Instagram, which is Lily's Aromas, TikTok, Lily's Aromas, and then Twitter, not Twitter, but like X. And then I have the other platforms, LinkedIn. And then from my website, I have lilylouzaromas.com. So make sure to go check out my products if you want to go see them. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for bringing me on the show. I'm just so happy.
It was more than a pleasure. Yes. And so for Lily's products, you just go right to her website. You click and order. And I think I need to check out the new Earth Day kit because that sounds fabulous. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, Lily. You are incredible. And I hope to watching you and watch everything you do. And my money's on you, kid.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. It was truly amazing talking with you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye. I really hope you enjoyed hearing from Lily and hearing her story. And if you do go to her Instagram, she has several reels and posts that explain even more about her and her business. So I wanted to highlight her because she definitely is in the home fragrance category and we all love candles for sure. But given her age and her story, it's so inspiring. It's so fantastic. I can't say it enough. I just think she's a very special person. And I hope you enjoyed listening to that. As I said in the beginning, please share this with your kids. I think it's a great story and share her social media with them. I mean, if there's good social media to watch, it would be that. And it can really help kids understand, like, there could be something else for them as an activity. Sometimes it isn't sports. Sometimes it isn't the traditional things that everyone else is doing that a child may need. And so to kind of honor their zone of genius and let them go for it, I think is amazing. I also think the other message is that no matter what age you are, this can inspire you to go for it. Because ageism exists whether you're too young, quote, or too old. And so, you know, Lily has barriers because maybe at 10, she's not taken seriously all the time, right? Somebody who is older may also not be taken seriously. And so you need to forget that and go for it because look what she's done at only 10 years old. And I can't wait to see where she's headed. I know for sure I'm going to be following Lily and seeing where she's going, and I hope you will too. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and from my home to yours, I will see you here soon. If you like what you're hearing on Welcome Home to the Suburbs, I would be so appreciative if you would support the show. The best way to support the show is to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I would be so appreciative, and I hope you will leave us a review. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Welcome Home to the Suburbs. Head over to JillKalmanInteriors.com to learn more about designing a beautiful new home while minimizing the stress of moving. See you back here next week.